On the line right now, Laura Korn, and she's the author of the New York Times bestseller, 101 Nights of Great Sex. How are you doing?
Doing great. I am awesome. This is my favorite time of the year.
I was going to say, I noticed on your Facebook page, you like doing all the TV, but you really get into the radio interviews, don't you?
You know, I get to talk to guys like you. And, you know, I'm not really sure how you pronounce your last name, but I will say on paper it looks kind of dirty.
Oh, my. Well, I'm glad you think so.
I mean, it looks naughty. And you are kind of a naughty boy, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Are you a freak? I hear you're kind of like a freak. I don't know.
You can tell? Oh, my God. It's like getting my palm read over the phone. I love this.
Okay, so I gotta ask you, what is a great night of sex in your world?
A great night of sex in my world is when I don't peter up before my wife's done.
Well, I hope Peter's in the picture, though.
I thought you'd like that choice of words.
Now, would you say you're more romantic or more freaky? Or, I mean, when you have time and maybe it's the weekend, you don't have to get up at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m, you know?
Right.
But I mean, so like, when was the last time you surprised your wife with something different, you know?
Boy, it's been a while. It's been a while.
Wait a minute. Have you seen my book?
Yeah, well, no, we got the book, and we were talking about that. We're going to start on Valentine's Day going through and do it. Like, we haven't really set a start date to get going on it.
So, oh, my God. So she saw how cool it is. So she saw the sealed envelope?
Well, that's the thing. I wanted to point that out because, for a lot of our listeners who have no idea, not only is this one of those great bestsellers, we're going to find out why in a minute, but it's not exactly a book, is it? It's actually daily tasks.
Well, it's not a task.
Not a task, so, exactly, you know, right.
But imagine it's like there's 101 sealed envelopes and the pages are stuck together.
Right.
Aha! Mm-hmm. You're like, Korn.
I like
Laura Korn. Why do you stick those pages together?
Because they can't
I
be
usually
seen.
Wait until I go to the bathroom. Well, what do you do, Korn? There's a very good reason. Because one thing, look, you know, it's sold millions of copies. It's actually the most gifted book during Valentine's Day of any other book.
Wow.
And there's a good reason. And that's because it's not a book you read. Guys aren't going to buy, you know, if you're going to buy a gift for your wife, something that's a little spicy for Valentine's Day, you know, with the candies and what the other things you're going to do.
Sure.
It's really going to have to be unique. And that's where 101 Nights of Great Sex comes into play. So every page is sealed in an envelope and it either says for his eyes only or for her eyes only.
Right.
On it.
Yes.
Which the minute a woman sees this, she's like, oh, my God, what's inside the envelope? I gotta know. But because they're for his eyes only, for her eyes only, and each envelope has a name,
right,
like Rocker World, Bad to the Boner. I knew you would like that.
Uh-huh.
Or one of my favorites, She's Out of Control.
Ooh.
These are for his eyes only sealed envelopes. And so the concept is for, you know, long-term relationships especially, we're looking for spice. We're looking for something to get out of our bedroom routine. We're looking for, you know, something to build anticipation. So when you get together, you flip to the book, you're like, oh, ooh, honey, look at number 2, the velvet tongue. That's for her eyes only. Why don't you rip that out? And she's like, no, I want a bed to the boner kind of guy. Rip that one out, please.
See, we've got vacation coming, and we're going to be gone on Valentine's Day. That's why we figured this is the perfect time to kick this thing off.
By the way, that's so cool. You know why people use it for Valentine's Day? Because I think at the back of most women's mind, they're looking for something to kind of reset the relationship, right?
Yeah,
It's the Super Bowl. It's the Super Bowl of love. And so what better time than to give something that says, baby, I think you're hot. I desire you. I want 101 nights of great sex with you.
Oh, my God.
Score! And because you're a freak, here's the one I want you to do. You're going to be on vacation.
Okay.
So she's already, you know,
yep.
Okay, so your homework, should you choose to accept it? And that means when you know, on Valentine's Day, you rip out a sealed envelope, she rips out a sealed envelope, yep?
Okay.
Now you got a week. Or that night, do you want something to do Valentine's Day night?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I got it. I mean, there's so many good ones. But, okay. So one's called Heads or Tails.
Okay.
And it involves two nickels.
Okay.
And a nice tongue. A very good tongue. You got a good tongue?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we got a tongue, and we also have one called Honey Lingus.
Honey Lingus.
Okay. Now, she will levitate off the bed.
Okay.
Or my name's not Corn. I mean, you can imagine. Your name's Corn. Okay, bam. And so that is, you know what? We want to try new things. It's hard to come up with new things, right?
Right.
It's just hard. This book is for fun-loving couples. Got to have that kind of playful spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you, when women see the sealed envelopes, they get so excited. They drop their panties right away. That's it.
Done. Game over.
Done. Game over. And so a cool move for Valentine's Day. Guys, here's tip one. All right. So the secret, by the way, I got to ask you, what is the secret to a great Valentine's Day?
Well,
outside of getting this book.
Yeah, right. Aside from getting this book. It's crazy you say that, because I hated Valentine's Day up until the last couple years, but I've been married now for like 13. So for guys that hate Valentine's Day, this is a wonderful opportunity to turn that around.
Right. But why? What changed a couple of years ago for you?
I think
why
it was, being with my wife for as long as we've been together, like, I know that this is, I've been married once and this is it. You're, like you said, I'm comfortable enough with her. I can do anything, say anything with her and I can be myself.
That's awesome. And you trust her.
Yeah.
And she trusts you.
Oh, yeah.
Are you romantic? Are you romantic a little bit?
Well, I try to be, and she's just like, come on, let's just go. It's really weird.
Well, you got to put the play into foreplay. But for romance, for Valentine's Day, I think you've got to, I think the key, the secret is you've got to bring your A game. You've got to have a plan.
Right.
All right. You got to have a game plan. And what women are looking for is they're looking for you to do something different. Something a little bit out of character,
right.
Something romantic. You got to, Super Bowl, you're going to have some romantic plays. I mean, you're going to have different plays, right?
Right.
They're not going to come into that playback game without different plays. Guys need to look at Valentine's Day as an opportunity to bring your A game, to turn it into a game, make it fun, do something that's unique, something different. One cool thing. This is, I've talked to a lot of women. So one cool thing you could do right before Valentine's Day is to surprise her. Get a Valentine's Day card now. Now. Mm. Mail it now.
Mm.
And because, women love cards. And, you want to do something unexpected. She's not going to see this coming. And it's going to kind of melt her heart. When a woman's heart melts, her legs follow. So write the card. And just write, I can't wait to spend Valentine's Day with you. I love you.
Aww.
Trust me. Lulu, you go, aw. Oh, you are romantic. You are. I love that.
Yeah.
So send the card now. Buy the book now.
Mm-hmm.
Gift wrap it. And and leave it in your bedroom for 3 or 4 days leading up to Valentine's Day.
Right, right.
So every time she comes into the bedroom, she sees a gift. And you know what? If you don't want to get my book, whether it's lingerie or a box of chocolates, gift wrap it, put it in the bedroom, write a note, simply say, can't open until Valentine's Day.
Oh, Laura, that's good.
I know. This is the way you tease her, and she's going to be like, holy moly. When Valentine's Day comes, she's going to open her eyes up. It's work day. She's already going to feel like she won the Super Bowl,
That's amazing.
Those are good ideas. And to seal the deal, Valentine's Day, whether you're going out, staying in, do this right in the middle of the dinner. Okay, I love this idea.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay.
Have your song queued up on your phone. Do you have a song you and your wife?
We do, like our wedding song. She's not as thrilled about it as I am, but it's interesting you say that. We just talked about that over the weekend. But no, it's still, because I said, what, it doesn't mean anything when you hear it? Well, I hear it all the time. Like, well, doesn't that mean, you know, we're awesome because you're always hearing our song? Well, I just get sick of it after a while. But I think in certain situations, though, it would be a heart-melting thing, not like, you know, I'm stuck at work. Because that's the last thing I wanted to do, feel like you're stuck at work. It's a 70s song, and they play the hell out of it on that 70s on 7.
Yeah, yeah. What is it?
Wonderful Tonight, Eric Clapton.
Oh. Why don't you play something different, okay? Because now we're going to surprise her. So you're going to whip out your earbuds, right? Mm-hmm. This is the moment.
Okay.
I mean, what about Faithfully?
Oh, I love that one, yeah.
That's a great song. So get that queued up. Get your earbuds out. Put one earbud in her ear, one in yours. Seal the deal with a kiss. Listen to that song. You can do it out or in, you know, at home or when you're out at a restaurant, which would just be a killer move.
Right.
Killer. And play that song and give her a kiss. Seal the deal. And if you're going out, half the couples go out and most of them go to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
This is another cool move. Get like a photo of the two of you.
Oh.
Have it, you know, framed. Mm-hmm. And you know, like something very small, put it in your coat pocket, walk into the restaurant, and then take it out and put it on the table.
Oh.
She will die.
You know,
play the song.
All the secrets. Look at you go.
And if you really want to drive her crazy, buy her a pair of panties and give her those panties. And then tell her during dinner, I want you to go put those panties on.
Oh, my.
Right now.
Yeah.
I want those panties on so I can take them off later.
Oh, yeah. Now, you're not talking granny panties. You're talking some sexy, like...
But granny panties? What are those? Oh, my God.
I'm just making sure.
No, I'm trying to get you all the bang for your buck.
You said bang.
Dollars to orgasms. You know what I mean? Like 101 Nights of Great Sex is $20, but you get 101 Nights of Great Sex.
Oh, it's the
panties
best.
Are like $10.
Yeah, that's
right?
A hell of a
I
deal.
Mean, you know, if you're going to buy her chocolates, give her chocolates, like leave a chocolate by her toothbrush, you know, the night before. Leave a chocolate on her pillow. You know, just get creative. Don't have to spend a lot of money.
And this is why that your fans include like everybody from Heather Locklear, Britney Spears, and of course, they raved all about you on David Letterman. What's that like for you to sit there and say, you know, I wrote this book. It's not technically a book. It's a whole bunch of envelopes that are filled with juicy awesomeness. And now they're talking about it on late night. What's that? The first time that happened, how did you feel?
I actually had no idea that Heather Locklear was going to go, you know, on and talk about her and Richie, you know, doing the most famous page in the book, which is a For Her Eyes Only page. Thank you, Laura. Guys, because it's called, she just said, so I got this page, I got this book. I'm sitting there watching David Letterman, and she's talking about buying this book with envelopes. It was the coolest thing in the world. And I'm doing, I did number 5. At that time, it was number 5, The Velvet Tongue. I just got to tell you, I'm like thinking, Heather Locklear's done The Velvet Tongue. All right. Like, yes, I've arrived.
That's awesome.
Which, by the way,
yeah.
If you get her to rip that out, you will never, ever have better oral sex.
Looking forward to that one.
And for you to do for her, one is called Pink Breakfast.
Pink Breakfast?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes, I think it's like number 52, and that will also, she will also levitate off the bed. Yeah, and these are tricks, you know, these are the best of the best ideas from over, I always say like 300 books on sex. I've taken the best ideas from all those books, and I've put them inside a sealed envelope. Again, it's not a book you read, it's a book you do. And because it's playful, and because you've made a commitment to your partner that you're going to do something and surprise her or surprise him with something, then that's the key. The key is letting your partner know that they're special and you've got something planned for them.
So don't forget, guys, gals, get to the stores, go pick it up, visit the website 101nights.com, or you can go to facebook.com/101nights and get your freak on. Laura Korn, so much fun talking with you.
Thank you so much. Go to Amazon and just get the darn book and get it gift wrapped, all right?
Absolutely. Get it taken care of right now. And Laura, we're going to have you back on the show real soon.
I love it. I love it. All right. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Thank you so much for having me on.
You got it. Thank you so much for stopping by.
All right. You have a good one.